This is Jordan Secchio. Today on Jay Secchio Live, there is breaking news from the Israeli elections as Prime Minister Netanyahu has offered a pathway forward with a unity government. But Gantz from the Blue and White Party has rejected that offer. We'll talk about it today with our team from ACLJ Jerusalem on Jay Secchio Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Secchio Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Secchio.
So we're going to get into the Israeli election update again today because I think it was actually sooner than was predicted by most Israeli political pundits. Prime Minister Netanyahu broke very early this morning in the U.S. time, addressed the Israeli public, and said that he supports a unity government. There is a caveat there, though, that the supporters of that unity government, which include religious parties, which put him at about 55 seats. So even though the Likud party won 31 seats, his coalition that he has right now is 55. That's the right-wing bloc. That's 6 seats away from getting a majority. Part of his, to move forward with that unity government, his condition and the condition of the partners, not just of the Likud party, but of the partners in that unity government, the religious parties and the other right-wing parties in Israel, as they're called, was that Prime Minister Netanyahu remain prime minister. So he made that unity government offer to the party that came in first place by a couple more votes, 33, but their actual governing coalition still falls below 61. So the Blue and White Party, even if they got the joint Arab list to join, which would be pretty unprecedented to join a center-right Israeli party, even if they got that list to join, they would be short of 61. But while Benjamin Netanyahu has offered a pathway forward with a unity government in Israel so that governing can begin and there doesn't have to be another election, the second party, who kind of has a major say in this, has already rejected the offer if it means that Prime Minister Netanyahu remains prime minister. So are we heading towards yet another Israeli election, a third election in Israel? We're going to talk about that with Johnny Daniels, who used to be a top strategist with the Likud party, with Benjamin Netanyahu's party. And we'll talk to David Benjamin, an attorney and IDF reservist with our office in Jerusalem, ACLJ Jerusalem. So you don't want to miss that out today on Jay Secchio Live. Give us a call as they start joining us, 1-800-684-3110. And you may have seen in the news, if you just looked at the Drudge Report right now or heard it on Fox News, my dad will be joining us with a special update as President Trump has sued New York and a New York district attorney to block the tax revelations. Again, this is coming out of New York. My dad, as the president's senior legal attorney and his outside counsel, will be joining us in the next segment of the broadcast. So you don't want to miss that. This is news that's just breaking, that President Trump has actually filed suit against the Manhattan district attorney who subpoenaed President Trump's tax returns. So the Trump legal team taking the aggressive action of filing suit against the Manhattan DA. My dad will be joining us. If you've got questions about that and the tax returns issue, and you want to talk to my dad about this and President Trump's this presidential harassment that continues. You think of the Mueller report, you think with the House Judiciary Committee and Lewandowski and all of that, the harassment may stop. No. It continues, but the legal team for President Trump, which my dad heads, continues to fight back, and they fought back today by suing the Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance. My dad will be joining us live right when we come back from this break. So give us a call if you want to talk about that, if you want to talk about the Israeli election, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And let me encourage you as well, or pre-order your copy of The Next Red Wave. We're doing great with ebooks, with the hardback. The book is released on Tuesday. TheNextRedWave.com is where you go, and you can choose where to order the book at TheNextRedWave.com.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Well, the namesake of the show, Jay Sekulow, live. Jay Sekulow is joining us, chief counsel of the ACLJ, senior counsel, outside counsel to President Trump, making some news today, Dad, at the top of Drudge Report, actually, which we read out for people, and it was your statement was read on Fox News right before we went on air. But the headline on Drudge Report says, Trump sues New York to block tax reveal as his senior outside counsel. Tell everybody what this is about.
Well, I authorized this morning the filing of a lawsuit in federal court against the New York District Attorney, Cy Vance, who issued subpoenas through a grand jury, which is the procedure they use there, for information regarding the president and related matters. And the fact of the matter is, under our constitutional framework, state DAs don't get to do it, or county DAs. This is a local, I mean, it's New York, so it's a big local DA, but it's a local DA.
Yeah.
Could you imagine a situation where every district attorney in the United States that was angry at the president had the right to open up an investigation on him?
No.
On any president? And the founders specifically would not allow that. So what we've done in court today is move for a temporary restraining order to stop temporarily the enforcement of the subpoena, and then requesting that there be argument on a preliminary injunction. And when that takes place, which I anticipate will take place, you know, in the next week or so, that we will litigate the case fully. And if necessary, which I don't think will be, but if necessary, of course, we're prepared to go to the appellate courts and the Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court if necessary. But the court first has to hear the case. But we did this in order to protect not only our clients' rights, but the presidency from this kind of presidential harassment, which is all this is. I mean, they've tried this work in like three different venues without success. So now you got, you know, Cy Vance, the local DA, trying to get in on the act, and it's basically a race for the tax returns. That's what this is.
And we had the New York State Legislature sign a law by Governor Cuomo saying that if the House Ways and Means Committee wanted to request it, they could, and they never acted on that.
We sued on that one.
Yeah.
And we sued on that.
Yeah.
Remember, each one of these will go through. We filed a lawsuit on that as well, both against the committee and against Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York.
So how many of these lawsuits are ongoing right now? On the tax
returns?
There
are three right now. There's three in federal court in different phases right now.
And in this,
so
this could be
each of them have a little bit of a different twist to them. This one involves the local. This is the only one against a local DA.
Yeah. And so is the other one California?
No, California. The California case is that is really the fourth case because California's is not a request for his. They're not making a demand per se for his tax returns. They're saying to get on the ballot, you have to give the tax returns, which is not required in the Constitution, of course. So all of these actions are extra constitutional. They're not in the Constitution. In fact, they violate the Constitution.
Now we know that
so in the case in California. We authorized multiple. There's three federal lawsuits there, so I'm supervising all of them. But the fact is that we've now got there's cases in the District of Columbia, California, as well as in now the Southern District of New York.
And what this I kind of think that for our audience who's listening right now and may not as be as up to speed on this because it just broke and these lawsuits is that while the Mueller report is over and yeah, Corey Lewandowski is testifying on that still and that Judiciary Committee is still talking about it, but that's basically over. This presidential harassment using really lawfare, if you will, in courts, at this point now we're going down to a district attorney in a city. A city district attorney is now demanding getting grand jury subpoenas for tax returns from the sitting U.S. president. But the president's legal team that you lead is aggressively fighting back against this harassment.
Correct. And what we are not going to do is sit idly by while, in this case, a local district attorney tries to circumvent the entire constitutional framework upon which our government is based. And that's why we have what's called a supremacy clause. And the founders were very concerned about this precise issue of local prosecutors trying to interrupt the operations of the presidency. And that's exactly what the attempt is here. It will not succeed, but that is the attempt.
Let me ask you in the broader scope, too, of this harassment. I mean, this is obviously we get closer and closer to the year before the election. And yet it seems like instead of focusing it on, and maybe it's a two-pronged strategy, instead of focusing it on the actual election, the left is still, just like they were during the transition of President Trump, doing anything possible to derail this presidency. It's like they won't move on to 2020 yet.
Well, that's right. Because and by the way, that the hearing they had this week was another one of their fiascos in this faux impeachment investigation. We talked about that on air last week, and we talked about it. I know you talked about it yesterday. But what we have right now, and I think this is important for everybody to understand, is this intentional infliction, if you will, of unconstitutional procedures aimed at here the President of the United States. But it also impacts the office of the presidency for every president. So it's not just President Trump. Any president, if the DA were able to succeed, any president would be subject to this kind of ridiculous harassment. And we're not going to tolerate it. We're not going to allow it to take place. And the way we do that is we meet these challenges in court. Here we brought the case.
And I think that's part of what is so historic about this. And folks, again, we're joined by my dad live. You may see the breaking news in response to the subpoenas issued by the New York County District Attorney, the president's legal team on behalf of President Trump has filed a lawsuit this morning in federal court on behalf of the president in order to address the significant constitutional issues at stake. That was your statement, Dad, that is being read all over the media. It is the headline of Drudge Report right now. But as you said, this really shouldn't be a headline. As the president's senior outside counsel, and overseeing his legal team, this is not like a one-off event. You're doing this across the country right now on behalf of the president, and I think that alone is that the point that you made that you're doing it on behalf of this president, but it's for future presidents as well. It's really for the protection, the constitutional protections that surround the presidency.
That's right. That's exactly what we're doing. That's what we're continuing to do, and that's what we're going to that is our job here, defending the Constitution of the United States, protecting the office of the presidency, and putting in place the appropriate constitutional issues.
Let's take a call. Jerry's got a call from Rhode Island on line one. Jerry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're talking to my daddy's on the phone.
Good morning, ACLJ, and good morning separately to the lead counsel of our current president and all future presidents. A good defense is a great offense. Carry on, Mr. Secular.
Well, that was the idea here, is that we want to be aggressive in our approach to protect the Constitution. That's what we're defending here. And look, I mean, you have to be able to make decisions at the speed of relevance here. And yeah. Relevance last night was that this decision had to be made. And we made it as we do in these kind of matters, as a team effort. And ultimately, you make the call. I made the call. And the call's, and when we were in court now.
You know,
and I expect we'll get some interim relief, I suspect, in the next, you know, we should know something today. And then we'll take it from there.
I think what probably is on people's minds is maybe not our audience as much, because I think they understand we've got a very tough president who can balance a lot of things at one time and a lot of different issues, meetings, and major decisions that he has to make. But while this is an attempt at presidential harassment, not to give away any attorney-client privilege, but is this at all distracting our president from doing his job?
Not at all. I mean, the president carries on his activities on a full scale, and you see he has plenty of them.
Yeah.
Our job is to present the legal case, and that's what we're doing. He understands that. He's governing. That's what the president was elected to do. That's what he does. Our job is the legal issues.
So in many ways, they are failing in their attempt at harassment.
Well, I think they are, but they're continuing to try. I mean, it's not like we'd be naive if we think they're not going to try. They are trying, but they're not succeeding.
So final question for you, not on this topic, but I know you'd want to weigh in on this Israeli election. We got guests coming on again today. Netanyahu offers a unity government, but the condition of the other parties that would join that, not necessarily even his, but the other parties, was that he must remain prime minister. Immediately, Gantz, who leads the other party that is trying to form a coalition, but is about 4 votes short,
right.
Netanyahu is about 6 votes short, has rejected any government led by Netanyahu.
Yep.
Do you think we're heading towards a third election in Israel?
I think that's very possible. I think that is very, very possible. We'll see what happens, but I that would not surprise me. I think it's anyone's guess, and you're going to have some good guests on in the next segment to address it.
Absolutely. Folks, we just had, that is Jay Sekulow. He joined us live, president, my dad, and the host of this show, but the president's a senior counsel, outside counsel, as the president has filed a lawsuit today against the Manhattan District Attorney, Cyrus Vance, who has tried to subpoena the president's tax returns. My dad wanted to come on and update all of you about that on the air live. That was very special, because in the news, all it's been is about one sentence, quote from my dad, or maybe 2 sentences. So you got a lot more by listening to Jay Sekulow Live. We come back, we're going to get right into those Israeli elections. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online Sign up right now, ACLJ.org.
Jay Sekulow Live. So again, I think it's very interesting what is happening in Israel right now. Let me set the stage for you, and you can start getting your phone calls in as well, because we got experts joining us at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. The first expert who'll be joined us yesterday on the broadcast, good friend of ours, Johnny Daniels, who runs the organization now From the Depths, which is an organization that does great work in Poland on behalf of those Christians and Gentiles who saved Jews from the Holocaust, but also uncovering Jewish relics and Jewish gravestones that were used even disgustingly as to pave the roads. So that organization is doing great work. It's got this taxi cab campaign that goes on as well. But I think more relevant for this broadcast specifically, and we're trying to get him on the phone now as he's traveling internationally, is that he was a senior strategist for the Likud party of Prime Minister Netanyahu. Before he went to From the Depths and started his own organization, he was a senior strategist for Prime Minister Netanyahu's Likud party. So again, important that we note that. So you're getting expert commentary here on what is happening in such a country that I know is so important to you, our listeners, and so important to the United States, the alliance we have in our fight against terror, international Islamic extremism, and of course, the technology that we share back and forth, which is so important as well. Let me play this. This is Prime Minister Netanyahu today in Israel, when he called on the formation of a broad unity government. Take a listen, Byte 13.
Now I call on you, Benny Gantz. Benny, we have to set up a broad unity government. Today even. The nation expects us, both of us, to act responsibly by working together. So I call on you, Benny, let's meet today, any hour, any time, to set in motion this move, which is the requirement of the hour. We cannot. And there's no reason to go to a third round of elections. I'm opposed. The requirement of the hour, a broad unity government, today.
So that is Prime Minister Netanyahu. It came much earlier than expected. That statement came much earlier than expected as we were kind of waiting to see how the votes were going to turn out. But it was not Prime Minister Netanyahu, by the way, but it was members of his coalition, specifically religious parties, who joined his coalition, and parties that would be more to the right that joined the coalition that make up about, get him to about 55 seats. And that's, again, six short of a majority. They say they're fine with a unity government that includes the center right, but that unity government has got to have Prime Minister Netanyahu as prime minister. He's got to remain the leader. Here is what the other major political party, blue and white party leader, Benny Gantz, offered in return, Byte 15.
I'm interested in, and I intend to form, a broad and liberal unity government headed by myself, a government that will express the people's will and our promises to the public. We will listen carefully to everyone, but we will not surrender to decrees.
So we have Johnny Daniels with us now to break this down. Johnny is from fromthedepths.org. And we talked about that organization just before you joined us, Johnny, but also you were a senior strategist for the Likud party of Prime Minister Netanyahu. So you had this offer made early for a unity government, but part of the condition there from the more right parties and religious parties who joined Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition, Johnny, was that he's got to remain prime minister. And that offer was rejected pretty quickly, even though it was a pathway forward to not having a third election, rejected very quickly by the blue and white party.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, as I said yesterday, I mean, you know, when we saw all of this news coming out over the last 24 hours, it was a very clear spin. It was, you know, clearly what the prime minister had to say in this scenario, right? Whether, you know, it was obvious that it wasn't going to happen, but he had to say it nevertheless. He had to offer a unity government.
And it was clear that the Blue and White Party wouldn't accept that. The elections in Israel, especially the second round of what we've just seen now, more than anything, it wasn't really an election on economy or on safety and security. Because, to be honest, there are little differences in both sides when it comes to these major issues. What it was a referendum to the personality of Prime Minister Netanyahu. And so for any party to sit in government with him would be accepting him, which is something that their voters don't want to do, which is the reason why we won't see a unity government. There is no chance that the Blue and White Party would even consider for a minute coming to the table and sitting with Likud under the leadership of Netanyahu. The only way that a unity government could be formed if there was some kind of deal made with inside of Likud where Prime Minister Netanyahu was ousted, another leader came in. But again, this is highly, highly unlikely. So in my humble opinion, what I foresee is a third election and a full stalemate right now.
When would that third election likely occur if that's the case?
Well, I mean, presumably in about 6 months' time. I mean, the other scenario obviously is that, as we said yesterday, yeah, that, you know, Likud are able to poach parliamentarians from other parties.
Blue and White
are able to poach from Likud. But, you know, this is the only way that this can kind of play out right now. There's no clear path of victory for either side. And when neither side can back down, which they really can't because it goes against what they've promised their voters, and it's just not smart. Like, there is no way that Netanyahu can accept for even be the Prime Minister second, the same way that Gantz couldn't do that either, if there was a unity government, if there was this coalition of parties. So once again, it falls into the hands of Avigdor Lieberman from Israel Beiteinu, from Israel Our Home Party, where we have to see what he decides to do. If he was to join Netanyahu's right coalition, we're going to see a government formed on the right. And if he doesn't, then there isn't really a clear pathway for either side.
So he's really the remainder. Forward. He's the remainder out there of, unless there was some poaching. I mean, I think it would, the Likud would have to somehow figure out how to find six people from other parties to join their governing coalition to get to 61. The Gantz coalition, which includes the Joint Arab List, if they actually joined it, I mean, this is a big if, would have to find four. So, I mean, again, to join and then join a more center-right, which includes some then left parties. But there is that one other option out there, Johnny. Let's hold Johnny over so we can get into it because, again, there's this one option that Johnny's talking about. We'll talk about when we come back from the break, that there is a political party out there that has enough seats to push either one of these two main parties over the top. Now, it's the leader of that party, Avigdor Lieberman, has said he supports only a unity government. And I think it's unlikely he would join a center-right, blue and white-led government. But you never know. More likely that he would join Likud. And that's a big if, because it probably could head to yet another election. That could be 6 months away, where Prime Minister Netanyahu remains in office, and then you have another election in Israel in 6 months. So we'll hold Johnny on to kind of explain these final options for you. We're going to get an update, too, from our team in Jerusalem, from our office, their perspective as well. So you're getting multiple perspectives on what's happening in Israel. Don't forget to pre-order your copy of The Next Red Wave. It's out next Tuesday. The ebook, the hardback. Go to thenextredwave.com, pre-order wherever you want. We've got all the options there, nextredwave.com.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
So let me just go over so far what we've done today. My dad joined us. It is breaking news all over the country right now. It's the head of Drudge Report. He not only is he the chief counsel of the ACLJ, the host of this broadcast, the namesake of the broadcast, Jay Sekulow Live, but he joined us as the senior attorney for the president's outside legal team. He oversees all of the president's outside legal work as it relates to the president personally. Then he's got, you know, there's the Trump organization. There's all these different parts. But when it comes to the president, and it's making big news. In fact, you know, the top of Drudge says Trump sues to block tax reveal. Here is the statement from my dad. He joined us live and gave a lot more than this statement. It was the only broadcast he's joined where he's gone past just the written statement that he has given to the media in light of the lawsuit that President Trump, they have filed as his lawyers on behalf of President Trump in his personal capacity against the U.S., the district attorney, Cyrus Vance in New York County. Here's the direct quote from my dad, but you got a lot more. So if you missed the broadcast earlier, you want to tune in later on. You can watch on Facebook, Periscope. And again, tune in and see and listen to my dad joining us, because he got into a lot more detail about not just this case, but other cases the president's legal team is having to defend this presidential harassment. But this is what he said specifically in light of this case to the media. This is the quote you'll be hearing today and have probably already heard if you tuned into Fox News or saw the Drudge Report or other news outlets. Jay Sekulow, the president's lawyer, said in a statement Thursday, he questions the constitutionality of the probe by the district attorney in New York. Quote, in response to the subpoenas issued by the New York County District Attorney, we have filed a lawsuit this morning in federal court on behalf of the president in order to address the significant constitutional issues at stake in this case. What's at stake in this case is the president's, of course, what they're ultimately trying to get at, the president's tax return. So my dad joined us. He got into it in more detail. If you missed that, go back to the show later today on Facebook. Again, you can see when he joins us and get into that discussion. I want to go right back to Johnny Daniels just for a couple minutes. So, Johnny, you were brought up this idea. The one other option that would prevent really a third election, which could be 6 months from now, tell people there is a party that exists that has enough seats that could push either one of these blocks over the top to get to 61.
Right, that's right. You have the Israel Beitenu party, Israel Our Home party, run by Avigdor Lieberman, a former aide, actually, of Prime Minister Netanyahu, a Russian immigrant to Israel. And Lieberman has really played his cards very, very strongly. So his party and their platform, you know, on one hand, incredibly sort of strong in terms of security issues, which would absolutely stop them from entering any kind of coalition with the joint list, because the joint list isn't just simply Israeli Arabs, right? These aren't just parties of, it isn't just voters of people who, you know, want to live peacefully in the Jewish state. You have members of these parties in the past who have been arrested for espionage. You have strong communist parties even within these groups as well. So this absolutely is a strong push against him joining a blue and white government. However, on the same side, a lot of his platform is based on a separation between, well, what you'd call in America church and state. I think probably in Israel the correct terminology would be synagogue and state.
Yeah.
But between any kind of connection of religion and state, which would also stop him from potentially entering a coalition with Likud, whose partners are the ultra-Orthodox, and those parties as well. So again, a complicated political system, and highly unlikely that we see any kind of movement.
So you see, I mean, 5-second answer, Johnny, from thedepths.org. People need to check it out. I've been telling people about the organization. But 5-second answer, third election in a few months, 6 months from now, is that what you predict?
Yes.
Another election. That's Johnny Daniels, a former senior strategist for the Likud party of Benjamin Netanyahu. We'll be back talking about all these issues on Jay Sekulow Live.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Let me encourage you, folks, before I get back to the Israeli election, and we've got another guest on, expert David Benjamin from ACLJ Jerusalem, part of our legal team there, who's a reservist in the IDF, an attorney in Israel as well, works at ACLJ Jerusalem. And I just always want to remind people about that office that we have right there in the capital of Israel, now a capital recognized by the United States of America, something we talk about that was done by our president, President Trump. Not only that, we moved our embassy to Jerusalem as well, done by President Trump, even though previous presidents, going back since the founding and recognition of the State of Israel, have had the congressional authorization to do that. It was President Trump who actually did. He fought back against the State Department bureaucrats who said, don't do this, it's going to shake up the world too much, and he actually did it. We talk about that in a compare and contrast with what it would be like without President Trump, you know, in these next 4 years, in the new book, The Next Red Wave, which is out next Tuesday, How Conservatives Can Beat Leftist Aggression, Rhino Betrayal, and Deep State Subversion. Go to thenextredwave.com. Choose whatever of those places you want, wherever you like to order your books. And again, if it's the e-book's doing great. And you like the e-readers, whether it's from the Nook or the Kindle, or you do it through your iPad and other, there's tons available. Samsung's got them. They've all got them now. Or the hardback as well. I encourage you to pre-order now. Those pre-orders really do matter because it gets more books printed. I mean, as of this week, more books printed and into the store, so that when the book is actually released and on the bookshelves, there are more available, and Amazon doesn't run out of them when people start ordering them more quickly online. And there's more, you see them more when you're at your bookstores as well. So these pre-orders really do matter, and we encourage you, folks, because we want to get this into the hands of as many people as possible before the next election and really give them time to get involved and understand how to get involved. So thenextredwave.com. Let's go right to David Benjamin from ACLJ Jerusalem. David, we've been talking about, again, this early this morning. You and I and Johnny Daniels have been on the email chain with our producer, Will, about the latest move. Prime Minister Netanyahu makes this offer to the Israeli public on television this morning. David, he says, I will form a unity government. It's the only path forward. There was an asterisk there, though. The asterisk was really not put in place necessarily by him, but by his coalition partners, primarily those on the further right and the more religious parties, who said he's got to remain leader. if there's a unity government formed between Prime Minister Netanyahu's Likud party and that coalition and the Blue and White party. So with that asterisk, wasn't really a surprise, David, that pretty quickly that unity government offer was at least initially rejected by Benny Gantz and the Blue and White party, who again is the kind of other major main player in this election battle.
First of all, I think if you read between the lines, I'm not sure that Gantz's response was entirely a rejection of the possibility of a unity government. I think, in actual fact, the only alternative to another round of elections is a unity government. So I'm not sure that Gantz rejected the idea outright. Of course, it's not the problem in principle of unity government that Gantz has or anyone has. It's on what turf course. And this could be potentially intractable, even though really there's no choice. If you like, I can explain. Could be intractable. And this is because it's pretty much about Blue and White have climbed on a very, very high perch, which is actually not a political one, but a moral / legal one. All right, it's all about the issue of the indictments, the pending indictments, which are hanging up there against Netanyahu. Remember, on October 2nd, October 3rd, Netanyahu will have the opportunity to present his case against the indictments which have been filed by the Attorney General against Mr. Netanyahu. When I say they've been filed, that's pending the results of that hearing that he has with the Attorney General.
Yeah.
Now, Blue and White are demanding, as a matter of principle, that if the Attorney General goes ahead after those hearings, and that decision could come in several months' time, and decides to indict Netanyahu. Now, remember, now there are three potential indictments.
Yeah.
It's enough that he be indicted on one of those. Okay, Blue and White have demanded that the Prime Minister resign. He cannot continue as Prime Minister in such circumstances. Okay, that's a question of good governance. It's a question of law. It's not a question even of politics. Now, to come down from that perch would be really compromising on what they've built, made out to be something they can't compromise on as a matter of principle.
So the only way, David, I guess, for you could see a unity government that included Likud, Blue and White, is that the Likud party kind of proactively, and you'd have to tell me more about the strength of Netanyahu within the party. It seems pretty strong, but would have to proactively kind of move out Netanyahu to get a unity government between Likud and Blue and White.
Well, it looks like that. That assumes that Blue and White will insist on that condition that Netanyahu steps down if he gets indicted. Of course, we don't know if he will actually finally be indicted. You know, if I had to sort of like play the odds, though, I would say that, you know, the fact is there are three pending indictments. You know, the chances that all three will be struck down is probably a tall order, but not impossible. And that would make a really difficult way forward. What I thought could be the way forward potentially is the idea of a rotation agreement, the idea that, you know, in a unity government, there's not one prime minister. There are two prime ministers in rotation. This is the example that we had from Shamir and Peres many years ago. And perhaps that could give a sort of window for Netanyahu to kind of be there but not be there, sort of be there as in be in power, but not necessarily be the prime minister while he deals with these potential legal woes. But I'm not sure if that's actually the way that they're going to go.
And if that isn't the way it goes, and I mean, again, there's conflicting reports on if they're even going to meet together and try to figure that out. Neither one of these parties they're all within a handful of seats from getting to 61. Avigdor Lieberman from Israel Beiteinu, Israel, our homeland, and his party, though he has said he only supports a secular unity government, he has enough Knesset seats as of right now to join the Likud coalition and push them over the top. I think more unlikely, though he does like the secular side of the Blue and White coalition, but it seems more unlikely that he would join them. But he is still kind of this outlier that could play kingmaker and put aside all of the issues of unity government or a possible third election, right?
Well, the thing about Lieberman is he actually has an issue with sitting either with Netanyahu or with Gantz. All right. Now, the issue with Netanyahu is that the other parties who have vowed to be in the government for Netanyahu, mainly the ultra-Orthodox parties and the more extreme right-wing parties. Okay, that's on the one hand. On the other hand, as far as Gantz can only really make it into the government, if the Arab party, the large Arab party, the joint list, supports the government, either joins the government or supports the government from the outside, only then will that bloc have enough to actually pass, get through the threshold and create a government. So Lieberman actually has to choose where he's going to go. You know, and it's not neither option is comfortable for him. But if he can do either, look, potentially he can sit in the government with anyone. And again, it doesn't so much depend on who's in the government, but it's rather on what terms are they sitting in the government.
So again, David, if I have to ask you just to be, I know, you know, prognosticate, if you will, but I know that's very difficult in any kind of political situation, but especially when you got one that is this fluid, where even people from one party, like let's say you were blue and white, and you're part of the 35 there, you know, six of you could decide, you know what, we want to go and join Likud. Maybe they'll give us some powerful positions and push over that coalition to the top. I mean, you've got all these different possibilities. Unfortunately, I think, in your opinion, it would seem unfortunate, but do you see Israel heading towards a third election? Is that still what is the most likely outcome, regardless of what we're hearing from the leaders right now?
I don't think so. You know, actually, if I were a betting person, Jordan, I'm not, but if I were, I would assume that somehow they will find some kind of solution. I just think it would really be untenable that the public would just not accept a third election, which in all likelihood would produce a similar result, and then in fact, you'd go down. You'd have to have a fourth election, and so on and so forth. I think there's an understanding that something has to be done, and of course, everyone is going to have to compromise on something to solve this problem.
David, let me thank you for joining us. All the great work you do for ACLJ Jerusalem, and folks, it's great that we have the resources to bring you and the contacts to have the, you know, bring you the Likud former top strategist Johnny Daniels and our legal team in Jerusalem, David Benjamin, to give their opinions. And sometimes they're different on what will happen next in Israel. We'll keep you updated I was doing it through Facebook, social media this morning, and online at ACLJ.org and on the radio broadcast as well. We'll take some of your calls about that. We're also going to talk about the new book, The Next Red Wave. We come back. We're taking your phone calls to 1-800-684-3110.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
Take right away, before getting into the book, some of the calls on Israel. Mary is calling in from Maryland on line one. Mary, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you, and thank you so much for all that you do for us and keeping us informed.
Thanks, Mary.
My comment that I was wanting to make was regarding Netanyahu and the position that he's in. It seems like he's in the driver's seat right now, because as long as the others will not agree to go with him, and they cannot form a union without him, we'll have to go back to another election later on. And he could do, if that happened over and over and over again, he continues to be prime minister. So
yeah. He's
in the driver's seat.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thing, because it could take 6 months until you have another election. I mean, so it's a long time to continue to be prime minister. But it's kind of prime minister with an asterisk when you're still kind of like, have another election upcoming and another election upcoming. So I'd say that it's not the best option, but as you say, Mary, that might be the only option available, honestly, to Israelis. If their parties can't agree, that they, you know, people made their choice, the Israelis made their electoral choices, it came down to these margins like this that created this situation, and there might have to be another election. And that's how their election laws work in Israel. And that's why we've been explaining it the last couple of days. It's different than the United States, but it's such a strong partnership with Israel. And it is the only functioning democracy in the Middle East and true democracy. And by the way, do you see people rioting in the streets in Israel? No. Do you see, similar to here, you can have these difficult kind of political situations where things hang in the balance, and the functioning of government continues, the military continues, policing continues, business continues, services continue, and people carry on. And that's that kind of test of a true democracy that can function. Matthew Clark is joining us right now. Matthew is one of my co-authors on the book, The Next Red Wave, which is available Tuesday. You can buy the hardback, the ebook, the audiobook, and a lot of ebook sales, folks. That's great. And hardback sales as well at thenextredwave.com. We've got the list of all the places you can go, so you can choose whichever is your favorite place to go, thenextredwave.com. Matthew, let me just, thank you for all of your assistance on the book right away.
Oh, absolutely, Jordan. It's been, as you've been saying, it's a labor of love, and it's something that you and I have worked on together for well over a decade through various political, through law school, through the ACLJ, been working on these kinds of issues for a long, long time together, and it's great to be able to put it together for folks.
Yeah, just to tell people about you, I'm going to read right from the About the Authors page, which is the final pages of the book. It's Matthew Clark is a senior counsel for digital advocacy at the ACLJ in Washington, D.C. He previously served as a judicial law clerk for the chief judge of the Court of Appeals of Virginia. He's worked on multiple statewide political campaigns, including two election recounts. So talking about what's happening in Israel, he's worked on two election recounts. He's authored pieces for the Washington Post, Washington Times, Washington Examiner. Also served as a contributing editor to redstate.com. He earned his JD and master's in public policy from Regent University, where he served as editor-in-chief of the Regent Journal of Law and Public Policy, a legal publication he co-founded with me. I served as the second editor-in-chief, but he is the founding editor-in-chief of that Regent Journal of Law and Public Policy. And Matthew, I brought you on because I wanted you as co-author to have a chance to really kind of highlight a portion or portions of the book that you really wanted to let people know about that would be available to them if they purchased the book and read the book, that they would learn about. So I'll give you that opportunity now.
Yeah, Jordan, I think as you've been discussing about the book, one of the most important things about this book is we want to get it into people's hands. And the information here, like one of the chapters we have about the sacred duty to vote, And the information, I think for a lot of our listeners, they vote, and you do vote. But what this book will provide you is not only a reason and more encouragement for you to vote, but also it will provide you detailed reasons to explain to your friends, to your neighbors, to people in your church about why exactly we need to vote here in America. As Christians, as people of faith, we can see that throughout Scripture, now, I mean, we are lawyers, we're not theologians, yeah. But just in studying Scripture, you can see how God establishes and ordains governments. And the government that we are in, the very first words of our Constitution are, "We the people." We are the government. And so we not only have a civic duty to vote, but we have a sacred responsibility to vote. And we discuss that in the book. We go through some examples in Scripture. We talk about how Jesus tells the story of the parable of the talents. You know, there's to some he gave five, to others three, two, one. And there's the one servant who doesn't do anything with the talent that he's been given. Jesus says he buries it in the ground. And the point that we make in the book is we don't want to bury this talent that we've been given, this right, this responsibility, this liberty and freedom that we have in the United States of America to vote. We don't want to bury that in the ground. We want to use it and use it wisely. And as we discuss in the book, we go through not only why it's important for you to vote, but why it's important for you to help get out the vote, why it's important for you to go to your friends, your neighbors, to those in your church and explain why particular candidates need to be elected. And it starts locally, goes all the way up to the presidency.
I know one of the examples that we use in the book about the importance of just one single vote, even before getting to why it's important to get more people out there voting. But one that we use is a situation in Virginia. And I'm not going to give the whole book away, but we're going to talk a little bit about it so people know what they are going to be getting in the next red wave. And there's a whole lot more. You got deep state info. You've got the info on the IRS. You've got work that we're doing at ACLJ. You've got the big picture issues. You've got grassroots organizing. But one example that I know is near and dear to you is out of Virginia state legislature, where literally the makeup of the legislature, whether it would be led by Republicans or Democrats, came down to a single vote.
That's exactly right, Jordan, and it just happened in the last election, just last year. So it's a very recent story, and we get the question all the time, does my vote matter? You see votes, you see millions of votes cast in elections. Does my individual singular vote matter? And absolutely it does. And what happened in Virginia last year was it came down to one local race, and you say, okay, it's a local race. Is it all that important? Well, that race ended in a tie. But not only was that race decided by a tie, they actually, because one more person didn't show up at the polls to vote, to cast for either a Republican or a Democrat, they ended up having to pull names out of a hat, literally put the names of the two candidates into old-timey film canisters, swirled it around in a bowl with the election supervisors watching, and pulled a name out of the hat. And the Republican won. Well, why that's not only important for that district is it actually changed the makeup of the entire legislature of Virginia.
Virginia's legislature would have been Democrat if the name taken out of the film. And a lot of states have these rules when you've got to break a tie this way. It's like flipping a coin, pulling a name. And that would have been the legislature, considering that very extreme abortion bill could have been Democrat-led rather than Republican, that one that Ralph Northam, the governor there, was supporting.
That's exactly right, Jordan.
All right, Matt Clark. That's right. Matt Clark, one of my co-authors of The Next Red Wave. Go to thenextredwave.com today. Pre-order your copy of the book, the hardback, the ebook, the audiobook at thenextredwave.com. We've got all the different places you can place your pre-order, so you choose the place you want to do it. We encourage you to pre-order the book today. And as Matt said, we'll get it to as many people as possible. Talk to you next time.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, ACLJ.